He became poor for what reason? That he may take poverty from you, that you can become like he is rich. And I'm joined to the Lord. You are joined to the Lord. And you need to take your mouth and let your heart and your mouth do it work. For with the heart man believe, with the mouth man talk. So he said this, Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate in it day and night. For what reason? That thou mayest observe to do. See, observe to do. If you were just out there doing something, hadn't learned God's ways and God's thoughts and think like God, talk like God, act like God, and believe what God said and stand on what he said, and you just start talking wild, you're going to have your life filled with stuff you don't want. And then you calling somebody else to pull you out. But bless God, if you'll walk by faith, walk in the word, you'll learn these things early as a young believer. And when you get some age on you, you can stand up on your own two feet. And this life will be a sweet life. Hallelujah. And my daddy had a saying, and I kind of like these sayings my daddy had. You won't have to ask the grasshopper to be your granddaddy. In other words, you won't be begging nobody for anything. You stand on your own two feet. And when something that needs to be done, you'll be right in the middle of what you want me to do. Hallelujah. You won't be standing on the sideline saying, I wish I had, I wish I could. No. You can prepare yourself, young people. See, the world want to contaminate you with garbage and make you think. And I know young people like to, you know, because I went to the ball game the other night. I did. As young as I am, I went to the ball game. And I enjoyed it. That's enough of that. I enjoyed it. And people were not quiet nor shy. No. They were not quiet or shy. Are you listening to me? So if people are free to express themselves in that setting, why should I be ashamed of who I am in Christ? I mean, I don't just get up here and act this way in church. I do this in the house. Hallelujah. I do this when nobody's looking at me. Why do you do it, Jimmy? It's my lifestyle. I found joy. I found peace. I put my head on the pillow. I don't have no trouble sleeping. Hallelujah. Because I know something. I'm aware of it. While I'm sleeping, my angels are watching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Joshua said, let me finish verse 8. Whew, see how we're doing. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written therein, that you may do according to all that are what written therein. For then, when? After you do according to what is written in it, then thou shalt make thy way prosper. You don't have to beg to be prosperous. You don't have to look to somebody else to help you. You, your own self, God have empowered you to make your own way prosper. And can't nobody stop you. It's not a matter of what color your skin, it's not a matter of how many years you've been to school, it's a matter that God you know. And of course, going to school enhance all of this. Amen. But people say, well, I didn't get out of high school. It don't make no difference. There ain't no excuse. you can go back to school. You can go back to school at 99. Yeah, you can, if you're living. See, we make excuses and they don't float. We have to be diligent. And then you can enjoy life. He said, then thou shalt make thy way prosper, right? And then what? Thou shalt have what? See, he didn't just say you'll make your way prosper. He said, once you're prosper, you'll have good success in being prosper. Boy, that's good there. Jimmy, that's some good preaching. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. I think I'll keep on preaching. Hallelujah. So, what is faith? We're getting there. What is faith? Faith is how we live in the realm of the spirit and be successful. Hebrews, I'm getting to the scripture now. Hebrews 12:2. Let's start laying a foundation for next week, the next time I come. Looking unto Jesus. So what is faith? We're getting ready to open this up to you. Looking unto Jesus. Looking to who? Why am I looking to Jesus? He's what? What is an author? Anybody know what an author is? He's the one that brought it forth. He's the one that drew the picture. He's the one that laid out the plan. He's the author. He's the author. He's the designer. He knows what it is. That's where it came from. He's the author. Who's the author of this book? Holy Spirit, God, right? So I can't take the credit for what's written in here. I'm not the author. Well, Jesus is what? The author. Not only he's the author, he is the finisher. If we want to put another word in there to help you, he's the author and the developer. He's the author of faith, and he will develop your faith. And your faith can be developed where you can get anything you want from God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. See, you don't have to live on the standard of the world, on the standard and the opinion of the people around you. You set your own standard. See, people tell you this because they don't want you to pass them, so to speak. I can care less about this stuff. Because they are being competitive, they are in competition, all that. I just want to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are y'all listening to me? So he's the author and he's the developer. He's the finisher of our faith. For who for the joy that was set before him endured what? The cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He went through all that. He despised the shame. He was made look like a nobody. But right now, he's seated at the right hand of God, have put down and destroyed the works of the devil so you could enjoy life. Hallelujah. That's why faith is important, because see, it's what pleases God. Hallelujah. And Romans starts it off like this. Romans 1:17. Listen to what it said. Romans 1:17. Look what Romans 1:17 said. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed where? From faith to faith. The righteousness of God is revealed what? From faith to faith. From faith to faith, right? As it is written. What is written? As it is written. What did Jesus tell the devil when he came to him in the wilderness to tempt him? What did he tell Satan? It is written. What happened when he told Satan that? Did Satan keep on trying to consist and persist to push off his unbelief on Jesus? He left that place and went to somewhere else. You know what Jesus said? It is written.